recorder.
Why is it called a doofer?
This is Paige
Cromley. Make up names around here.
Just recording your presentation for you for ease, so you don't have to take any notes. So what we've just been doing with everyone else is just a quick catch up of where you are from the last presentation, and if you've got any exhibition type planning drawings, talk through them with us.
Then that would be great.
Far back.
I have a little sketchbook.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's very rough idea, but just like 3 posters on the wall. Mm-hmm. Maybe framed at a later stage, but anyways. I was thinking at first just having the middle one as a portrait piece, but now I'm thinking maybe try and make it like, how to explain it, like with depression as well, there's like multiple like mood.
Mm-hmm.
Changes
yeah,
in mood.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to kind of represent that in this piece in a way. So I was thinking that one could be in the middle. And then
that says portrait. Are you gonna have some portrait?
Yeah. No, it's just like portraits and
portrait of the face, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, this one's gonna be landscape, I think. I'm not too sure about how the other ones would be, because I think I think this piece as well would look better landscape, but then if these two are landscape and this one's portrait, that's just going to look weird.
Off balance.
Yeah. So, because this one was going to be like showing lack of energy. Oh. So like me not being able to get out of bed and stuff like that. Mm.
Did you take any photos for that yet?
I've taken photos for 2, but not this one yet. So I'm going to get that one as soon as I can. So that one could potentially actually be landscape
yeah,
as well
yeah.
then.
If you're like lying
make
in bed
them all
and
landscape.
Yeah, so all of them landscape then. Mm-hmm. The only issue is what particular process. Because I've done loads of silk screening, as you can see, and the paper cuts as well here. Mm-hmm. But I also did some like kind of digital collage-y stuff. I don't know.
Well, they don't all have to be in the same.
No,
it would
be
you
quite nice to
them
do them
differently.
Yeah.
Variety.
No, I think I'd keep this one maybe how it is, obviously. Make it bigger, maybe a different background, because I just kind of nicked the background off another piece that I had.
Right, okay.
And just put the pictures on top.
Okay.
And also the text is a bit fuzzy because I got it off the internet.
Mm,
and
it's
it was
pixelated.
Yeah.
It was too small for the actual file.
Yeah.
So it all stretched. So
yeah.
Potentially make my own
tweaks.
Maybe my own font or something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, just change the font as you print those. Different font each time.
Or just make sure that when you're selecting those files, when you know you go on the image search,
I press
and
large.
Just make sure that they are, I would say, above 800. By 1,000 possible.
Yeah.
So that they can be scaled up to any size.
Okay.
Anything kind of lower than 400,
mm-hmm.
you run into issues then when you're trying
yeah.
to stretch it to
yeah.
scale it up to print to a different size.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't have to run off making your own fonts and things, just, you know, doing that due diligence
mm-hmm.
when you're selecting off the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've also
okay.
made a little leaflet thing.
Okay.
I've got my prints
in.
It's just a draft for the moment.
Yeah.
I think when I actually get around to doing it properly, I'll actually print onto it instead, because I just kind of put them on via Photoshop from like
how
a different
you mean
piece.
You'll print on it.
Your motif.
Yeah, my liners.
No, but you've got to remember these pieces is where you can have like all your creativity. This is kind of like serving
a
purpose
yeah,
in terms
true.
Of telling the story of these
mm-hmm.
images. So it can just be built digitally.
Okay.
And now you've got these files, I would just send them like to Ben, maybe if you've got things that you need to finish,
mm-hmm.
and just get him to print it. So it's double-sided
yeah.
and it's on like good quality paper, and then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got that for your display, because that's forming part of the display as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really loved that one you had up on your desk that's like 2 tones of blue with all your little motifs on it.
Oh, the lino print.
Yeah.
One. Yeah.
I was thinking you could have turned that into a...
more like a background.
Yeah.
Potentially, because I do think the blue's a bit bland.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to like overcomplicate
take away
it.
From it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that if I make
it,
it
makes
the background,
it hard to read then, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, just maybe have a play around.
Yeah,
do some little samples and then you've got that to evaluate anyway.
Rather than just going full steam ahead with one.
Mm.
No,
I'm
going to
make several,
definitely,
because
yeah.
this is just a draft for
yeah.
the moment.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
Practice piece, yeah.
So, in terms of the practical stuff that you need to get done, you need to get photographs for these?
Just this one. I've got this one sorted out.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And sticking with them all being landscape. The problem I have with them being landscape is you don't often see actual posters being
landscape.
Right.
Yeah.
They're always portrait.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is the only sort of comment. So that is why I'm thinking in terms of your specialism being under the banner of sort of graphic design, illustration, that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
this is the evidence that's sort of backing up
yeah.
that. Whereas these can afford to be a bit more sort of fine arty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just make sure that you put in the legwork with this item as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I will.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So.
And well done on your blog.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Up
yeah, well done.
A little bit more reflection would be lovely.
Yeah, okay.
Just a reflection on should I have a pattern on there, should I not? I'm not sure about that. How shall I present? Just ask yourself questions.
Okay.
But the rest of it's really good.
Thank you.
One of the few, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You are a shining example.
That's good to know.
Good blogging.
Add a few bits more reflection, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Then.
Just
yeah.
keep going on it and just do the same, continue with the same quality, and you'll be good.
Okay,
because
cool.
they're going to judge your blog.
Mm.
UAL are going to look
yeah.
at your blog more than anything else.
Yeah,
they won't come into the college to look at
no.
your desk setup.
No,
or
they
your
won't.
Exhibition.
And, you know, you're heading in the right, you've got much less work to do than many other people.
Mm. No.
Well, well done, you.
Thank you.
It's good. Yeah,
I'm loving the screen print.
Mm. I think it turned out really well.
Yeah.
It's a bit,
yeah.
like, I think some of the layers might be a little bit off-centred, but it's fine.
I think that adds to the quirkiness.
Yeah.
There
no,
are
I was
some
thinking.
Small issues here where it hasn't quite sort of taken. But I'm loving the screen print.
Thank
so
you.
So what, do you know now going forward from this, what medium you're using? Because you came in a bit confused.
I think for this one I'll stick with like digital collage stuff, but the other two I'm still not completely sure because it's either silk screen or maybe paper cuts I'd do for the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one would work better for which, if you kind of get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe I'll do paper cuts for this one,
yeah,
and
yeah.
the sleep issues,
yeah.
I think maybe would be better.
Yeah,
screen printed.
Yeah.
yeah,
yeah,
just stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Done,
yeah,
cool, okay,
yeah,
done deal. Yeah,
good,
okay, good,
thank you.
And just do a little bit of extra exploration on this one,
okay.
Yeah,
I would look to include some of your lovely motifs that you've already made,
yeah, like even like. Images like this scanned on, added to the backgrounds of some of these pages might be quite good.
Yeah, okay.
You know, using some of the, I don't know, where is it? Is it gone? Or maybe it's this way.
Yeah.
Ah,
this one.
Like this one might be quite, like, you know, these sort of like blues rather than these really sort of like harsh blues.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could just take out the solidness
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
In Photoshop, you can just change the way it blends.
Mm.
Do you remember how to do that?
No.
Where it says kind, and all the, if I'm in, I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well
good.
Done,
thank
Paige.
You very
keep
much,
up the blogging.
Yeah,
yeah,
I will do.
Louise next.
I'll go grab.